I am doing much better. And you know, in your life where you wake up in the morning and you plan what you're going to do, but the plans change, and then we adjust, and you know. And this morning, I was to go up and be with Matt at his church, and I was on my way. I had put in Clarksville, Georgia. Well, depending on the map thing, I'm driving down the road, and well, this is great. I'm going to get there earlier. This must be a new way. And I'm going down the road, and I'm thinking, Clarksville's that way. I'm going that way. So I paused at the red light. I looked. Oh, I pushed Clarkston, Georgia. So okay, it was right like right below it or right above it. I don't know. But then all of a sudden, I thought, okay, that's the fork in the road. I'm going this way to here. And I'm thinking, wow, look what God did today, because I'm right here talking to you all instead of Clarksville, Georgia, which I'll go next week. So every time I get up here, I want to say something that the Lord has inspired me that is glorifying God and useful for us. We had really good preaching at Bowling Springs this week, and I did learn where the salt of the earth is, that we are. Learn that. We're to preserve it. And also, the first preacher on Thursday night was preaching about grace, faith, justification. So I thought, okay, you know, by grace you're saved through faith, not of yourselves, works, you know, not of works. So I thought, well, what does that look like? How could I explain that to somebody if I have the faith but they can't see it? So I thought, and that has been on my mind lately, the best way I can paint the picture that everyone here could understand and see is the thief on the cross. You know, that man, he was a thief. He was a scoundrel his whole life, could have been. He'd never been baptized. He never received the seven sacraments that you're supposed to receive in some organizations. He didn't do any works to get to heaven. He was there on the cross asking Christ to remember him. And, of course, Christ said, this day you will join me in paradise. So therefore, he was at the front line of justification, right? I mean, at the moment, he was there. So that tells us, okay, it's nothing of yourself. You're going to get justified sometime, or you're going to get saved sometime in your life, and it might be a situation like that, or it might be the total opposite where, you know, I just love God. It happened. So that picture right there is the best way I can explain. It's not of works, it's not of baptism, it's not of things you have to do. It's already done, it's justified. And that's the God that we know. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give so much thanks for this weekend, of the good messages we've heard, of the men that traveled here from throughout this country to deliver us messages to your glory, and for those who attended, and how well the meeting went, Lord. We do pray for their safe travels back home, and pray for another meeting such as that would be next year, and your presence be felt like we felt it this weekend. Lord, we do give thanks for your grace through faith and justification of our Lord Jesus Christ for our sins, Lord, knowing that we're not free to do anything we want, but knowing we want to do what you have commanded us, Lord. We want to do good. We want to be the light shining on this earth to others, that we walk with our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that we do grieve of our good friend Tim Scott and his family. We're sorrowful to lose Tim, Brother Tim, but we know he's been justified in where he is, Lord. But the grieving of us here on this planet will carry on, but through time, you will heal, and your spirit is with them. Forgive us of our sins, and Lord, we pray and would like to feel your presence in this meeting here this morning. In Christ's name we pray, amen.